friends, she should be a special chus for Amir Mirz Shiyichu, and Ishmas Mar Sester Mesu Shmuel, Mar Schan Mesu Yona, Sata Chana Batsu Meir Zev, and the chus Moshira Ben Peshadina. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us that when it comes to Birchus HaMitzvahs, there is a din of Arvus. Afo Pi, Sheyatza Motzi, even though you already did the mitzvah, you can be Motzi others. Koisor Reim Zev Azeh. If he didn't do the mitzvah, you didn't do the mitzvah, so you can be Motzi. Except for Birchus HaNenin. Birchus HaNenin, there's no Yatza Motzi. If I was already Yatza the Birchus HaNenin, then I can't be Motzi others. And then the Gemara asks, Chof Tes Amid Aleph at the bottom, what about Kiddush, the Birchus HaYayin of Kiddush, and the Birchus HaLechem of Matzah? So it's also Birchus HaNenin, but it's also part of a mitzvah. Can you be Motzi others? On one hand, it's an obligation, so you should be able to be Motzi others. On the other hand, the Birchus HaNenin is not an obligation. The mitzvah is an obligation, the Birchus HaNenin is not. It's in the context of a mitzvah, but it's not itself a mitzvah. The Birchus HaNenin is not an obligation. So do you follow the fact that it's Birchus HaNenin, he can't be Motzi others, who's already Yotze? You follow the fact that it's a Birchus HaMitzvah, and he can be Motzi. And the Gemara brings an example. The Rav Ashi says, I was in the house of Rav Papa, and he taka made Kiddush twice. You see that you can make a Bray Prayer Guffin twice. So the Gemara only brings an example of Birchus HaLecha, of Birchus HaLecha and Birchus HaYayin, that those are Birchus HaNenin, that those are brachas that you can't be Motzi others if you're already Yotze. But really, it's talking about all Birchus HaNenin, and as Rashi explains. And the reason is because they're not an obligation. And that's really Meduik in the Gemara. Kevin the Chovahu, when it's an obligation, you can be Motzi others. But if it's not a Chovah, then you can't be Motzi others. And that's Rashi. And Rashi says, it's not an obligation, so don't get Hanan, don't make the Bracha. But there's no het there to make a Bracha if you're already Nen. So writes the Ritva, even more clearly than Rashi. It's a Birchus Rishus. And all Birchus are Birchus Rishus, and therefore there's no din of Arvus. And if he wasn't Yotze yet, he could be Motzi others. You have Shomei HaKonah, but he was already Yotze, he can't be Motzi others. So we find the Chiddush in the Magen Avraham in Reishit Gimel, and Sif Kot Zayin, and that the Mechaber, this is based on the Torah of Rabbi Agon HaGadol Rav Chaim Meir Horowitz Shlita. So the Mechaber writes in Reishit Gimel that a person who makes the bracha cannot be Motzi others unless he eats and drinks with them. You have to eat and drink in order to be Motzi, as Magen Avraham says. And if you don't eat and drink, it's mashma that they're not even Yotze B'diyevin. It's the bracha levatala. And you can't compare it to Simon Reish Tess. Because there, in Reish Tess, he's a shogeg. What is he talking about? In Reish Tess, the Mechaber writes that if somebody makes a bracha with a mistakenly on beer, he makes a borei pri agafen on beer, and he's Motzi others who want to drink wine, they're Yotze. On beer you make a shahakel, but he made a borei pri agafen, he's Motzi others. And the Magen Avraham is medayik that Dafka, if he had bedas to afterwards drink wine, and if he didn't have das to drink wine afterwards, then afterwards he's going to have to make a bracha. The bracha, the agafen he made now, is no good. But what about the others who had wine in front of them? Says the Magen Avraham, they're Yotze. In other words, even though he made a bray agafen, and his bray agafen doesn't count for him, but the people he made the Bray Priya Guffin for, it counts for them. Brings a raya from the Ramah. Even though it's a bracha lebatala mitzad him, but he's still motzi them. Because, explains the Magen Avram over here in Reishit Gimel, because it was only b'shogeg. Since the bracha lebatala was only b'shogeg, Mimela, he's a motzi. He's motzi others. So when it comes to making kiddush,
a brichas hanenin, and he doesn't eat and drink with them, and b'meis that he makes a bracha lebatala, ze lo tof, and no, they're not yotze when they hear him. But if it's b'shogeg, and he makes a bray pri agafen on beer, they are yotze.
B'meizid, they're not yotze. So we learn from the Magen Avraham two chedushim. Number one, by Birchas Hananin, if the Mevarech intended to pater others and he's not chayiv in this bracha, if for whatever reason his bracha is not levatala, they're yotze de chovaso, even though he's not yotze, or he doesn't need to be yotze. Again, if you have a Birchas Hananin, if he intended to pater others and he's not chayiv in this bracha, as long as the bracha is not levatala, then he's motzi other people. Because the yesod is that your bracha needs to be a bracha. Because he writes, Gam hotzi ha'acherim sheshosim sham, v'lechein birchaso bracha. That he's motzi others who are drinking the wine, and therefore his bracha is a bracha. Mishum mashma mishum dehotzi ha'acherim, gam hu yatza. His bracha is considered a valid bracha because other people were yotze. So if he made a Bray Priya Guffin on beer and other people there were yotze, so therefore his bracha is not considered a bracha levatala, and he's also yotze. As long as he's intending to drink wine afterwards. But all you have to do is make sure that your bracha is not a bracha levatala. And then your motzi others. That's one chiddush of the Magen Avraham. Chiddush number two of the Magen Avraham is that even if your bracha was levatala, and this chiddush he says in Reish Tes, in Reish Yud Gimel he says, that even if your bracha was levatala, as long as it was only levatala b'shogeg, you're cool. You can be motzi others. That's the second chiddush. Even if the bracha was levatala, he's still motzi others. So we have two reasons why one can be motzi others with a bracha, even though he's not eating or drinking. Number one, because the bracha is not levatala. As long as the bracha is a bracha, he could be motzi other people. So if he mistakenly makes the hagafen on beer, other people are drinking wine, the bracha is considered a bracha, and therefore he's motzi others. It seems it's considered a bracha because he's going to be drinking afterwards, and therefore he's also motzi others, even though it was a mistake and he meant to drink the beer and the beer was a shahakal. Nevertheless, he's motzi others because his bracha is a bracha. And chiddush number two is that even if the bracha was a bracha levan, this he says in Siman Reish Yud Gimel, even if the bracha was a bracha levatala, he still motzi other people. Why? Because it was only b'shogeg. As long as he was b'shogeg, his bracha is a valid is motzi other people. So that means if he's wants to be motzi, he thinks mistakenly that he can be motzi other people with a bracha and he's not intending to eat or drink, or he thinks that beer gets a Bray Priya Guffin, he's motzi others because it's only b'shogeg. So those are the two chedushim. As long as your bracha is a bracha, you can be motzi others, and as long as you're b'shogeg, even if your bracha is a bracha levatala, you could still see motzi others. So how can you be motzi others? So, it can't be midim shomea ka'one, because
Shamea Keone is Midin Shlichus. That's the Prima Gadim, the Psicho Koleles, that the Mavarich is the Shliach of the Shomea. The Mavarich already made the Bracha, he's a Shliach Sheino Bar Chiyuva. So if he's not eating with them, and he's not a Bar Chiyuva, how's he going to patu them? Who cares that he's Shogeg? So it must be that what the Magen Avram means, that if the Bracha is Levatala, he was Shogeg, Yatsu Hashem Yedecho Vaso, that their Yotze, if he was only a Shogeg, it's mitam arvus, that every Jew is responsible for other Jews. Shekol heicha she'en kan isur shel bracha levatala. As long as there's no isur bracha levatala, he could be motzi others. And not only that, even if there is an isur bracha levatala, as long as he's shogeg. In other words, there's going to be arvus as long as you establish that the bracha is not levatala. And there's going to be arvus as long as you say that it's b'shogeg. The other guy can be yotze b'shogeg. So it would appear from the Chazon Ish, Arachaim Yotes, Simin Yotes Oschaf, Aval Birchas Anenin, Kevin Sheni Mechui Vlvarech, Vlo Yocha, Vlo Yvarech, Ein Shaykh Beze Arvus. But Birchas Hanehenin, since he's not Mechui to make the Bracha, he shouldn't make the Bracha, and he shouldn't make the Bracha. And there's no Arvus. Vilkachen Yochal Otzi Acherim, the Bracha Vlil, he can't be Motzi others, the Bracha Levatala. Elin Kenshu Atzmo Tzarech Lose Bracha, unless he needs that Bracha. And his bracha is a good bracha because of himself. And therefore his chaver can also be yotze. Now that's the first chiddush. That is lu yitzuyer, that you have berachas hamavarach, that it's not levatala. The other guy can be yotze. And it's not midin shomea ka'one, it's midin arvus. So that's the yisod of the Magen Avram, and that's the yisod of the Chazon Ish. That as long as the bracha is not levatala, there's arvus. However, we can question this yisod. To bring a raya that even when there's no bracha levatala, there's still no arvus. Nechleku anoy de Yehuda ve'agon Rabbi Kiva Eger, ha'im me'ish le'isha yesh din arvus. Is there a din arvus from man to woman? Is man responsible that a woman fulfill mitzvahs? No, to be Yehuda, Dago Merivava, Reish Ayin Aleph, Ish Leisha, there's no Arvus. If the man was already Yotze, he's not Motzi the Isha, he learns it from the Rush. Who writes about Leisha and Abuchal Arvus? In contrast, Asr Rabbi Kiva Eger, Chuvus Kamasim and Zayin, that if there's a mitzvah that the woman's also Chayevasin, there is Arvus. And that the Rush writes about Leisha and Abuchal Arvus is only a mitzvah that a woman's in Chayevin. Like the Rush is talking about Birchas HaMazon on the tzad that women aren't chayavus in Birchas HaMazon. But on the tzad that women are chayav, there is arvus. Rabbi Kiva Eger is Mochir Kedvarov from the Gemara in Brachas 48a. Yanei Malko Malkus Lakricha Rifta Bahadeh Hadadi Umidikatalu Rabbanan Havale Inish Levruchaluhu. It is Isise Lishim Menshetach Achua Yavi Lakasi Lebruchay Amar Hechi Avrich Baruch Shocha Yanei Bechavarev Mishalo Shase Lukasa Yabele Kasa Achrin Ubarich, Amar Rabbi Abba, Braid Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Shimon Shetach Dovah, the Garme Udovah, the Hachi Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Yechan, and Lemele Motzi Yisar Abbi Dei Chobasa, and Achi Yerchal, Kizai is Dogon. So he brings a raya from the following Gemara, that Yanai, Malka, and his Rebetzin, his queen, were eating, and they killed the rabbis. Nobody had could bench on their behalf. They brought Shimon Ben Shetach, her brother. They bring him a kos, and he said, what am I supposed to make a bracha, that Yanai and his friends ate? So what he did was, he made a bracha on the kos, he drank it, and then he made another bracha, he benched, on another kos they gave him. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Abba says, no, it wasn't necessary, he did it for himself. It wasn't necessary, because... Not only wasn't it necessary, it wasn't helpful. It wasn't helpful what he did. Why not? Because the only way you could be motzi others is if you yourself have a kezayis dagon. And he didn't have a kezayis dagon. So how's he motzi them in benching if he doesn't have a kezayis dagon? So he did it, what do you mean, the garme for himself? L'shitaso. that he thought you can bench for others if you just drink wine. But it's not true. It's not true. You have to eat the Kazai's Dagan. So that's the Gemara in Maseches Brachos. Rabbi Akiva Eger brings a Zaraya for his Shita. Because if we say that from man to woman, there's no Arvus, so even if Shimon ben Shetach would eat Kazai's Dagan, how's he patering the Rebbetzin? How's he patering the Malka? Because if he eats a Kazayis, he's not going to be Chayv Birchus Mazim in a Torah. He's only going to be Chayv Midrabban. Shrei Locha Kadei Sviya. Ve'amalka She'achla Kadei Sviya Chayavis Birchus Mazim in a Doraisa. According to the Tzad, the women are Chayavis Birchus Mazim in a Doraisa in Brachas 20b. And since there's no Arvus, Ein HaMachuyiv Midrabbanan Poter HaMachuyiv Midoraisa. Since there's no Arvus, somebody who's Chayav Midrabbanan can't pater somebody who is Chayav Midoraisa. So how on earth can Rav Shimon Shetach have been Motzi his sister? There's no Arvus here for women according to the Sheet of Noda Yehuda. So it must be that for man to woman there is Arvus. And yes, he's only Chayav Midrabbanan. She's obligated to Oraisa, but Medina Arvus, Kaisur Rabim Zevazay, could be Motzir. So that's the Rai of Rabbi Kiva Eger, that had he eaten a Kazai's dog, and according to the Gemara, he would have been able to be Motzi his sister. And Shalma Yisrael, even though it's only Durabani, he's Motzi Doraisa, we held there's Arvus here. And even Meish Lisha, because she's obligated in benching, so on the time that she's obligated, he could still be Motzir. Now they know the Behuda himself was conscious of this, was aware of this raya. Halo b'sifraso tzlach, right? The same Noda Behuda wrote the tzlach brachas 20b. He writes v'ulai kevin shakol panim achlu yanei b'chaber v'kadei sviya v'nischayvim v'natar v'shet v'shem v'techu arev chas rev zev zeh shub nikr shemen shetach m'chuyiv v'natar moti yisanashim avshen orav bi'adon das deraisa mapik deraisa. So he says like this, since akol panim, this is his teretz to the raya, that it's not a raya. Since akol panim yana in his chaverim, eight kedei sviya, ner chayiv min haTorah. Shim ben shetach is an aray for them, because kol Yisrael arayim zebazeh. So now Shimon ben Shetach is also called mechuyiv min haTorah. So Shimon ben Shetach, he's promoted, he's elevated to a chiyuv min haTorah. And he's motzi as hanashim, even though he's not an aray for them, normally. But he can be motzi them, because now he's on a daraisa level, because he's being motzi the guys. Once you're being motzi the guys, you can also be motzi the girl. Because asi daraisa mapik daraisa. So that's the dechi of the Noda Behuda, that he really is, that there's no arvus for him, but here there is, because he's being motzi the men, and he was elevated to a mechuyiv of daraisa. And it's already known in the oilam that Rabbi Kiva Eger didn't accept this teretz of the tzlach, because Rabbi Kiva Eger is l'shitaso, b'kama mekoymos, that the din of arvus doesn't make him a bar chiyuv. It just makes him able to be motzi others, to pater others, even though he's not chayiv bedaver, but it doesn't make him himself a bar chiyuva. So therefore, not like the Noda Behuda, he says he's not a bar chiyuva, he's still being motzi the woman. So it must be that there's arvus for women. Rabbi, even the Noda Behuda says, no, that makes him into a bar chiyuva, that's how he's able to be motzi here. Now, if we say, like we are medayik from the Magen Avram, that by Birchas Hananin, there's no arvus. When is there no arvus? Only if there's a bracha levatala. But as long as the bracha is not levatala, there is arvus. But there is only no arvus if the bracha is levatala. So what's the kasha? What's the raya of Rabbi Kiva Eger? So you're right, he doesn't agree with the teretz of the tzlach. And he holds that arvus doesn't make you a bar chiyuv. But it's still not shver how he was motzi this woman. Why? Because the Birchas Hamazon that he made wasn't Levatala, because he patru the king. And then the Malka can be Yodse. Umayshna, why is this different from Birchas Hananin? By Birchas Hananin, there's no Arvus. Right? Nevertheless, as long as it's not a Bracha Levatala, Lu Yitzuri that it's not a Bracha Levatala, you can be Motzi Chavera. So here also, the Bracha is clearly not Levatala. Why is it not Levatala? Because he's being Motzi Yanei V'Chavera. Once it's not levatala, it could also be motzi her. Even without arvus. He could be motzi a woman even without arvus. Because the assert of the Magen Avram is that by Birchas Hanenin there's no arvus when the bracha is levatala. But as long as it's a good bracha, then there is arvus. Why? Because it's a good bracha for other reasons, then there is arvus. And here, the bracha is a good bracha. In other words, by Birchas Hanenin, there's no arvus. What does it mean there's no arvus Birchas Hanenin? It means that if you want to eat a candy bar, you want to eat chocolate, you want to eat some a lot chocolate. When I was a little kid, I used to come to Israel, I used to love eating those a lot chocolates. So, you want to eat an a lot chocolate, I can't make a shahakel for you. Why can't I make a shahakel for you? Because there's no arvus. There's a birchas rishus. It's not a chiv. And therefore, I can't be motzi you. But Lu yitzuyer, that my bracha is my bracha is levatala, but Lu yitzuyer, my bracha wouldn't be levatala, then I could be motzi you. Even though there's no arvus and birchas hanenin, but as long as my bracha is not levatala, I can be motzi you. Why can I be motzi you? Because my bracha is a good bracha. That's why I could be motzi you. So if that's true, then here it's a good bracha. Why is it a good bracha? Because he patered the king. So the bracha wasn't levatala. And that's how the queen is yotze. Which means that as long as the bracha is not levatala, then there is arvus. That's what we said before. That it's not between Shomea Ka'oneh, because for Shomea Ka'oneh you need to be a Bar Chiyuva, but rather it's between Arvus. So even though there's no Arvus by Birchas Hanenin, but as long as your bracha is not Levatala, you can be Motzi someone else. So too by benching. Ein Achinami, we tell Rabbi Kiva Eger, there's no Arvus for women. You're not correct. There's no, you say there is arvus, but there's no arvus for women. So why is he able to be motzi her? Because he's being motzi the men. And Mitzad said that, he's also alright for her. Normally there's no arvus for women. But since he's being motzi the men, and that means his bracha is a good bracha, why is he being motzi the men? Be motzi men mitam arvus. Because he would eat, in theory, if he would eat a shir derabban, and he could be motzi their daraisa because of arvus. So once there's arvus for them, there's also arvus for her, for the woman. But in general, there's no arvus for the woman. But just in this specific case, there is. So what's the raya of Rabbi Akiva Eger? So it's muchach, that what does Rabbi Akiva Eger hold? That even though it's not a bracha levatala, there's no arvus. So we had a yisod from the Magen Avram that if it's not a bracha levatala, there is arvus. We see Rabbi Akiva Eger doesn't hold of this yisod, and therefore he brings a raya from the Gemara in Brachas, where the bracha was not a bracha levatala, and yet Rabbi Akiva Eger held there should be no arvus, since the bracha is not levatala. Even though the bracha is not levatala, there should be no arvus. Even though he's being motzi the men, that shouldn't help. Even though the bracha is a good bracha, it shouldn't help to also be motzi the woman. From the fact that he is motzi the woman, it must mean there is arvus for women. Not mitzad that the bracha is a good bracha, but because he's already for the women. Not because it's not a bracha levatala as far as the men are concerned, and therefore he's also motzi the woman. No. Rabbi Akiva Eger holds that if you have a bracha, and this bracha is not a bracha levatala, it's good for other reasons. So there's still not going to be arvus for women. If there was no arvus for women, it doesn't help you that otherwise the bracha is a good bracha in order to be motzi women, because there's no arvus for women. And therefore he can prove from the Gemara, how's he being motzi the Rebbetzin?
There's no arvus for women. And don't tell me that, oh, he made a bracha that's good for the men. That doesn't work according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. It doesn't help give you arvus for women if the bracha is a good bracha for the men. So how does he have arvus for the women? It must be that there's arvus for women. Just like there's arvus for men, there's arvus for women. But if that's true, then we have a huge kasha. Because midivrei Rabbi Akiva Eiger, midivrei HaShulchan, b'gibigilin HaShulchan Aruch, it would appear that he was like la halacha, like the chiddush of the Magen Avraham. That if the bracha levatala is b'shogeg, the shomim are yotzei de chovaso. Why is that? Because it's a good bracha. It's a valid bracha. The bracha counts. Since it's only the shogeg, the bracha counts. And the shomim are yotzei de chovaso. So if that's true, how does Rabbi Akiva Eiger say that when a man makes a bracha for another man, the woman isn't yotzei? How can he say such a thing? He holds that even if the bracha levatala was b'shogeg, the shomim are yotzei dechovaso. Why? Because the fact that it was only b'shogeg makes it a valid bracha. And since it was a valid bracha, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that those who listen, once it's a valid bracha, those who listen can be yotzei. So why shouldn't the woman be able to be yotzei? So we just wanted to say, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that even though it's not a bracha levatala, nevertheless there's no arvus. Even if it's a good bracha, there's still no arvus. Even though it's a good bracha for other reasons, there's still no arvus for women. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger himself holds, like the chiddush of the Magen Avraham, that if it was only b'shogeg, and therefore is a valid bracha, then everybody can be yotzei. So he should hold that women are, that the Rebbetzin was yotzei because he made the bracha for the men. So the Chorebi Kiveger associates himself. So we have another raya that if there's no bracha levatala, nevertheless there's no arvus. And that, Amir Tashem, is hopefully for the next shir. So please stay. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.